Introduction of Dr. James Ludlow Maxwell. Charts number 11 to 47. Pioneers in Taiwan Missions. These charts are mostly for the purpose of introducing Dr. James Ludlow Maxwell. In June 1865, he went to Taiwan to start the mission work and laid the solid foundation of Christianity in Taiwan. Chart number 12. An amazing thing happened in June 1865 when God stirred the hearts of two young men simultaneously. One of them was James Hudson Taylor, and he founded China Inland Mission on June 25th, while the other man was young Dr. James Ludlow Maxwell from Scotland, and he established Shin Lo Hospital to start medical mission work on June 16. The background of this picture is Scotland, and there were many missionaries sent from Scotland, including Robert Morrison, who was the first missionary to China. Morrison brought with him many training courses to Taiwan, and afterwards many other missionaries from Scotland continued to go to China and Taiwan. During the period of Industrial Revolution and the great geographical discoveries, the European continent was already 100% Christendom. The realization that the world was not so small and that there were so many other places motivated many merchants appointed by their governments to establish the East India Company and started commercial trading with other colonies. As for the missionaries, they were challenged by the knowledge of new territories where people had not heard of the gospel and burned with passion for overseas mission work. Christianity entered into Taiwan before Dr. Maxwell went there. Charts number 13 to 19. Historical background in Taiwan before Dr. Maxwell. Chart number 13. 200 years before 1865, colonization started. Dutch settlers invaded the Virgin Island of Taiwan and settled at South Taiwan, Tainan Anping, in 1624. And built their agency at the sandbank as shown in this picture. Some churches in Indonesia sent their missionaries to Taiwan, primarily to minister to the Dutch settlers and not to evangelize the Taiwanese people. Finally, in 1627, preachers who also doubled as medical doctors were sent by the church. When the first preacher, Georgius Candidus, who also served as a governing officer, entered into Taiwan, he saw the huge need of the indigenous people in Taiwan and then started using Chinese Roman pinyin to publish dictionary and some books in Christian basic doctrines. Chart number 14. This pastor, Robertus Junius, went to Taiwan about the same time and established churches among Pinpu tribal people. On this chart, you can see the Roman pinyin words which were created for the tribe. Later, during research work in Qin Dynasty, the language used and the writing instruments of feathered pens during trading between Han people and Pinpu people were discovered. When Dr. Maxwell went to Taiwan in 1865 and lived with the indigenous people, Pinpu people said, "Our relatives with red hair have come," because Pinpu people regarded them as relatives, but Han people regarded them as enemies. So the Christianity influence was mostly limited to be with the indigenous people. Chart number 15. During the Dutch colonization, there were 28 preachers who came to Taiwan, but only for a short duration. From 1624 to 1662, 郑成功 surprise attacked Taiwan and succeeded because the Dutch settlers was not a political, but rather just a commercial entity without much military might. 郑成功 completely wiped out Christianity in Taiwan and crucified many Christians. From the bottom right picture, a Dutch pastor named Antonius Hambrook was killed by 郑成功. 郑成功 also brought the goddess Ma Zu belief to Taiwan and invited more Han people and their culture to Taiwan, which dominated the religious belief and culture of the entire Taiwan. Chart number 16. This photo showed the above-mentioned East India Company during the time of Industrial Revolution and great geographical discoveries. Chart number 17. As for religious background during the time, Martin Luther started Protestant Reformation in 1517, which greatly influenced John Calvin, and then subsequently influenced John Knox of England, who introduced Reformed Christianity to regions around Scotland. Evangelism was much emphasized. Chart number 18. The first missionary to China was Robert Morrison. The second one was William Myline, followed by William Chalmers and Carstairs Douglas, who went to the Fujian province. They also brought back to England the needs for the Minnan people. James Maxwell heard the mission sharing by Douglas and became aware of the needs in Taiwan. He was a passionate Christian and since then had committed himself to the mission work in Taiwan. Chart number 20. James Maxwell had very prestigious credentials. One, he graduated from Edinburgh Medical School. Two, he obtained a doctorate degree in medicine. Three, he was the physician in charge in the well-known Birmingham Medical School. He had decided to go to Taiwan, but at that time he was newly engaged to be married. He didn't want to take his fiancée to Taiwan, hence he cut a strand of his hair for his fiancée as a safe keep. A few years ago, his offspring brought his strand of his hair to Taiwan, and it became part of the exhibit of Dr. Maxwell's remaining personal items. Chart number 22. He started a medical clinic in Kanxi Street in Tainan in June 1865 and requested those who needed medical treatment to listen to his sermons first. Chinese people didn't understand Western medicine principles, but they would seek help in the clinic when the Chinese medical doctors failed to heal them. They realized that prayers plus Western medicine were very effective in treating diseases. This caused the Chinese doctors to be very jealous, and they began to spread rumors and said that Dr. Maxwell would use surgeries to take hearts and livers from the patients or use the lungs to make drugs, and that he would pluck the eyes to make silver coins, that he was very rich, etc. People were confused because of the rumors. So on June 16, only 23 days after the opening of the clinic, people surrounded the clinic and started destroying it. Dr. Maxwell had to call the local government office for help and was asked to leave. Dr. Maxwell reluctantly left Tainan. During this time, China had opened her doors, and foreign forces started to enter into China, first only in the coastal regions, and later expanded to inland regions. James Hudson Taylor founded China Inland Mission in 1865 because he felt that there were no missionaries in inland China. Because of the opening of doors in China in 1860, Danshui, Kaohsiung, and Tainan in Taiwan became accessible as well. Chart number 24. Because there was an English embassy in Kaohsiung, Dr. Maxwell sought protection from it and later rebuilt the clinic and started a church called Dago Church. Under the protection of the English embassy, the gospel had spread successfully. There was a statue of Dr. Maxwell in the English embassy. From the two pictures at the top, you see the Dago Church, which looked like a dragon. Many missionaries and preachers came to help Dr. Maxwell. Chart number 26. Because of this success, he moved his mission base to Fengshan, also called Pitou, and built his clinic and a church. Chart number 28. But what had happened in Tainan happened here again because of rumors, and rioting and looting caused the destruction of the church and fueled a religious persecution in Pitou. Many of the first group of believers and preachers were attacked and killed. Zhuang Qingfeng became the first martyr of Taiwan. All the churches were destroyed, and preacher Ye Qin was killed. Pastor Gao Chang was the sole surviving pastor who went to appeal to the officials, but instead was imprisoned for the reason of his believing a foreign religion. The persecution was severe, but the Pitou persecution aroused international attention and thus turned the crisis into a turning point. Qin Dynasty government ordered that the churches and missionaries had rights to evangelize and were subject to protection by the officials. An agreement was reached under these circumstances, and Dr. Maxwell returned to Tainan from Kaohsiung and rebuilt the clinic and the church. The two churches in Tainan, Kanxijie Church and Taipingjin Church, as well as Qihou Church in Kaohsiung, each claimed to be the first official church in Taiwan, but it was never determined which one was, because of the successes and setbacks of churches in both cities. Chart number 29. This picture depicts the negotiation between Qin Dynasty and English officials. The picture was kept in Dago, English Embassy. Dr. Maxwell invited Dr. Patrick Manson, the father of tropical diseases, to come to Taiwan. And Dr. Manson did research on malaria and developed treatment plans for malaria. He was later hired by the medical school in Hong Kong, and he impacted Dr. Sun Yat-sen, a protege of him. Chart number 30. Kanxijie Church was a church with a clinic, and it expanded to be the predecessor of Xinlo Hospital in Tainan. It was so named for having a two-storied building and boasted of having the first elevator in a hospital in Taiwan. Chart number 31, Xinlo Hospital now. Chart number 32, Dr. Maxwell also had borne abundant fruits among the indigenous people. He was brought to Pingpu tribe, specifically to the Xilaya tribe, when he first arrived in Taiwan, by W. A. Pickering, a merchant who was very familiar with Taiwan at that time and started mission work there. Shilaya tribal people were very receptive to the gospel, and he also came into contact with Paiwan tribal people who were called Senfan because they had no contact with the Han people, while Pingpu tribe was called Soufan for their assimilation with the Han people. Both Senfan and Soufan people welcomed Dr. Maxwell and his staff. Chart number 33. The churches established among the Shilaya tribal people in southern Taiwan have more than 100 years of history. Chart number 34. The gospel reached to the central region of Taiwan and influenced Bazai tribe, which became almost 100% Christians even today. The whole tribe were gathered together once a year. Dr. Maxwell had not stayed in Taiwan for a long time, since his health had suffered and deteriorated because of poor adjustment to the local environment during the 6 years he was there. He went back to England to recuperate, hoping to regain health and to go back to Taiwan, but he didn't get better. He did get married in England and born 2 sons. Chart number 35. Dr. Maxwell didn't forget Taiwan when he was in England, and he continued to raise funds and purchased a printing machine and had it shipped to Taiwan. With it, the first printing factory, Zhuizhen Tang, was established with a bookstore, which published the first Christian newspaper called Taiwan Prefecture Church Post, now called Taiwan Church News, along with other publications and books. Using Roman pinyin, some people started translating the Bible into the Taiwanese language. Chart number 36. The succeeding pastor, Pastor Barclay, based on this groundwork, finished translating a different version of the Taiwanese Bible and published Taiwan Prefecture Church Post using the printing machine he received from Dr. Maxwell. In the first issue of the Post, it was stated that both Han and He Luo Taiwanese language were difficult to learn and few understood them. Using pinyin to invent the colloquial Taiwanese language made it easier for people to speak and read directly using word pronunciations. Many Bibles and publications were printed during that time. Chart number 37. Dr. Maxwell was also heavily involved with eradication of drug abuse and gambling addiction. Gao Chang was a gambler and had stopped the addiction when he came to in contact with Dr. Maxwell. Because of East India Company's colonization in Taiwan, opium had come to China and Taiwan, and many people became addicted. Sexually transmitted diseases became problematic as well. Chart number 38. After he went back to England, Dr. Maxwell joined force with James Hudson Taylor, who also started mission work in China in June 1865, to persuade government officials in the parliament that opium was not an economic and commercial crop. During early Qing Dynasty, opium was regarded harmless, similar to cigarettes, and not as narcotic drugs, and was commonly sold in China and Taiwan. Dr. Maxwell and Hudson Taylor took on the cause and went everywhere to campaign against opium, which they considered as poison, and it poisoned people's hearts. English Parliament then recognized opium as narcotic drugs and prohibited selling of opium to the Chinese people. Dr. Maxwell also joined effort with the missionaries of China Inland Mission and initiated anti-drug movement in Shanghai and founded an international anti-drug organization. Chart number 39. Dr. Maxwell built churches in Taiwan and set up seminaries in Taiwan with an emphasis in evangelism. The seminaries continued even after he left for England. Chart number 40. This seminary eventually evolved to be the Tainan Theological Seminary, and it helped others to come to Taiwan to evangelize people. His successor was Pastor Buckley. Chart number 41. Dr. Maxwell wanted his mission work in Taiwan to continue, even though he wasn't able to go back to Taiwan again. He had two sons after he went back to England, and he sent them both back as medical missionaries to evangelize the Chinese. The older son was John Preston Maxwell, and the younger one is named James L. Maxwell Jr., who is the taller one in the picture. Chart number 42. The older son, John Maxwell, went to Fujian province and worked in Yongchun Hospital and brought medical technology and medical equipment from the West to China and Taiwan. He was an authority on obstetrics and gynecology and greatly impacted Chinese modern OBGYN medical history. Chart number 43. John Maxwell went to Union Hospital in Beijing, which was the biggest hospital there. He mentored Dr. Lin Qiaozi, a female student of his, who is pictured in the top left photo. There is a memorial hall in Fujian in her honor. Chart number 44. James Maxwell Jr. succeeded his father and worked in Xinlo Hospital in Tainan and renovated and reorganized the hospital. Chart number 45. He served many years in Taiwan and even lived through Japanese occupation and went to Shanghai as a trustee in the Red Cross. He published many books, including Diseases in China, with charts, records, and research work of many unusual diseases such as tumors and cancers. Chart number 46. James Maxwell Jr. went back to England for knee surgeries when he was elderly, but he continued the research work on leprosy. When he was 75, he went back on crutches to Guangji Hospital in Hangzhou, China, and built research clinic for leprosy and other medical work. There are many original manuscripts of his, which were kept in the memorial hall of his hospital. He passed away in Hangzhou after 3 years because of overexhaustion. The right top photo was his favorite picture, which he kept in his pocket at the time of his death. Chart number 47. There are many memorial churches and parks for Dr. James Maxwell. Charts number 49 to 75. Presbyterian Church in Taiwan struggled along for 80 years after Dr. James Maxwell. Charts number 51 to 57. The development of Presbyterian Church in southern Taiwan. Dr. Maxwell's mission was mostly focused with the Presbyterian Church in southern Taiwan, but gradually expanded to central Taiwan. From the medical mission in the south, he contributed to the influx of missionaries entering into Taiwan. Chart number 53. Following in the footsteps of Dr. Maxwell, Dr. David Lansborough arrived in Taiwan in 1895 during the Japanese occupation period. He went from the south to the north and set up Zhanghua Christian Hospital. Chart number 54. Dr. Lansborough left a praiseworthy tale in Taiwan. Love that merits cutting off your own skin. As shown on the top left photo, Zhou Jingyao, a young boy who suffered severe burns on his legs and required skin grafting. Because no suitable donor was found, Dr. Lansborough used the skins from the legs of his own wife, Marjorie Lansborough, to graft onto the boy. Unfortunately, the grafting was not successful because of the tissue rejection. But Zhou Jingyao said, "Although Mrs. Lansborough's skins did not stick on my body permanently, but they stuck forever in my heart." Zhou Jingyao grew up to become a pastor, and we met his four children who served in a church in Hawaii in year 2015 when we went there for the exhibition. Chart number 55. Dr. Lansborough's son, David Lansborough IV, also succeeded his father's work in Zhanghua Christian Hospital and received awards at his old age for his contributions to medical work in Taiwan. His unique characteristics were he was always riding the bicycle and looking for patients in the street rather than waiting for patients to come to him. When he met poor people who didn't have any caregivers or people in need of medical attention, he would put the patients on his bicycle and took them to his clinic and treated them there. When he returned to England at his old age, he often murmured something that no one understood. Others thought he was senile, but later found out he was talking in Taiwanese, saying, "I have to take care of the poor." Chart number 56. The missionaries who came to Taiwan had engaged in different approaches in evangelism. In addition to medical mission work, they also attached great importance to education. In order to leave a Christian legacy, they built many seminaries and schools in Taiwan. Chart number 57. This is Changrong High School in Tainan. Charts number 58 to 66. George Leslie Mackay and the Presbyterian Church in Northern Taiwan. Chart number 58. The photo at top right was that of young Mackay. He heard about the mission work in Taiwan and Dr. Maxwell's work there in 1871 when he was in Canada. He was deeply moved and set up for China first, where he was invited to stay since he was an excellent missionary. But he told the people that his burden was in Taiwan, across the strait. He went to southern Taiwan first, and the descendants of Dr. Maxwell wanted to keep him there to collaborate together, but he felt that God had called him to minister in northern Taiwan, even though he didn't know exactly where. When the ship arrived at Danshui, he suddenly heard God's voice calling, "This is the place." There is to this day a bronze statue of him at Danshui, where he disembarked there. He said that was the place that God called him to serve, and his response was, "I will live in this place until I die and be buried there." Chart number 59. Mackay associated with some shepherd boys to learn the Taiwanese language, and even though he also cut some crude vocabularies from them, he was able to preach fluently in Taiwanese after just 5 months in Taiwan. he married a Taiwanese woman, Miss Zhang Chongmin, and historians who research about his life had used the phrase rather burn out than rot and crumble to describe McKay's life. Chart number 60. He stood to pour teeth out of the patients. He had extracted more than 10,000 teeth in Taiwan. And particularly impressive was his technique to extract teeth standing. He then founded Huwei-jie Hospital, which is a sightseeing site for tourists in northern Taiwan today. Later, Captain McKay donated money to Dr. McKay, and McKay Memorial Hospital was then built. The hospital enjoyed renowned reputation. Chart number 61. McKay also engaged in various cultural activities. He took many pictures. Some of them were shown in this chart, and recorded the lifestyle and culture of Taiwan in his diaries, which he diligently kept writing into. From his life, we can see that many missionaries also attached great importance to both medical and educational endeavors. Chart number 62. He also went back home to raise funds to build schools. He established and taught at Oxford College, now called Alicia University, which later developed into Taiwan Theological Seminary. Chart number 63. McKay had made significant contributions to the education system of women as well. His wife's name was Zhang Chongmin, and she was a child bride. A rich family bought her, but her fiancé, who is a child, died, and she was abused and mistreated by the family. When McKay started his school, he had to give money to the prospective students in order to entice students to go to the school. Zhang Chongmin's family sent her to the girls' school in order to make money from her when she was 12. Her nickname was Chong, and because she was a number one student in the school, McKay changed her name to Chongmin, meaning intelligent. She decided to marry McKay when she was 18 and thus became his wife. McKay had built 60 churches in Taiwan, and the mission board from the West wanted him to explain why he would accomplish too much. From his reports, they discovered the reason for his success. He traveled constantly. He only spent about 1 year in Danshui altogether, and the rest of the time was spent in evangelism while traveling everywhere in Taiwan. His converts then joined him in evangelism while traveling. He started Xiaoyao Seminary and taught his students while they were resting from evangelism and traveling. And when he first came to Taiwan, he was not welcomed and suffered from mistreatments such as enduring people throwing feces and garbage at him. Chart number 65. At the time of his second furlough back to Canada, all the Taiwanese in town sent him off in Jiaozi, which demonstrated the drastic shift of opinion toward him by the Taiwanese people, because they finally realized that McKay genuinely loved Taiwan. Even though he experienced frustrations and setbacks, and some of his churches were damaged, eventually he received compensations from the government. He then designed and had 4 churches built, each with a steeple. He built a total of 60 churches in Taiwan during his stay of 20 years there. Chart number 66. In 1901, he was stricken with throat cancer because of overexertion of his voice cord
and he passed away in the school. He was faithfully working and serving toward the end. Before he died, when he was delirious, he would toll the bell in the middle of the night at campus and wanted to remind students to work hard. Chart number 68. Later, when researchers examined McKay's diaries, they found an often used phrase describing his missionary journey. Everything I did was for the sake of Christ, which is in Taiwanese. He wrote, when he first arrived at Taiwan, I made my pledge with God that I would stay at this place even to the point of painful death. I was sent by God, and I choose this place to serve. May God help me. Chart number 69. This is a poem that McKay wrote, which is a representation of his life's mission. He regarded Taiwan as his home. Charts number 70 to 75. Churches in Taiwan during Japanese occupation. Chart number 71. Inouye Inuzuki heard that his father was killed by the Taiya tribal people, and he wanted to seek revenge. But he heard a message that day about loving your enemies and submitted himself to God, even though in pain, to instead use love as his revenge. He then studied in a seminary and planned to go to Taiwan as a pastor. During the time of Japanese colonization, the emperor demanded absolute submission and reverence, and Shinto was the national religion. Inosuke then acquired his MD degree and went to the Taiya people in Taiwan as a medical missionary. He spent the rest of his life there to love as his revenge. After Taiwan Restoration Day, all the Japanese personnel were forced to return to Japan. He went back also and started writing his biography titled Missions in Mountains of Taiwan. After his death, there on his tombstone was inscribed the word love, L-O-V-E, written in Taiya language, Tominum Yutov, meaning that God was weaving his life in God's own hands. There was another denomination, Taiwan Holiness Church, which originated from Japan and expanded to Taiwan. They sent two missionaries to shepherd the Japanese believers and some Taiwanese Christians. Later, the war around the Pacific Ocean escalated and Japanese policies became more oppressive. Everyone had to bow to the Japanese emperor before going to school or church. Japanese Holiness Church refused to bow down, and the churches were forced to shut down because of insubordination to the emperor. 2 years later, Japan surrendered, and Taiwan was restored. Pastor Gao Jingyuan rebuilt the churches and changed the name to Taiwan Holiness Church. Pastor Zhao Siguang of the Bread of Life Church from Shanghai also helped them. The persecution of Taiwanese church during the Japanese occupation ended in 1945. This photo depicts that all the students had to bow down before the emperor in Changrong High School. After Sino-Japanese diplomatic relations was terminated, all the Shinto temples were torn down, and there were perhaps only a few of them left in Taiwan. Charts number 77 to 126. Development of churches in Taiwan after World War II to the present. Chart number 78. After World War II, churches in Taiwan went through three distinct periods. The first period was from 1945 after Taiwan Restoration to the time when former president of Chiang Kai-shek died. After the Kuomintang government was defeated by the Communist Party in China, the Kuomintang government came to Taiwan and brought many men and Chinese people and their religions with them. Presbyterian and Holiness churches were no longer the only Christian denominations in Taiwan, as there were many other non-denominational sects which set up local churches also. This photo showed the many pastors and believers at the street corners evangelizing people by beating the drums and sounding the cymbals and raising the placards. Chart number 80. The second period was from 1975 to 1990, when churches became stagnant and stayed in the traditional conservative mode. Taiwan had experienced modernization, rapid economic growth, and changes in social structures as people began paying more attention to recreation and enjoyment of life. During this period, the population of Christians in Taiwan continued to stay in the 2-3% range. But this period also witnessed large number of evangelistic meetings by people such as Billy Graham and Pastor Zhou Lianhua, as well as the I Founded movement by Campus Crusade. Holy Spirit moved through the evangelistic movements during this transitional period and helped to usher in the third period. The third period had two systems, one being the prayer movement in Miaoli, with emphasis on prayers, and signs and wonders began to start the charismatic movement there. Around 1987, Hosanna Group introduced contemporary worship songs from overseas, and streams of praise group also went to Taiwan. Chart number 83. The third period, 1990 until now, charismatic movement greatly impacted the churches in Taiwan. Mega churches started to rise with members growing from 400 to 500 to the thousands. As shown in the photo, Banner Church, New Lifestyle Church, a new form of praise and worship and its influence. Chart number 86. After World War II, different denominational churches developed their own churches, and many missionaries, including those from China Inland Mission, went to Taiwan to assist. Many of them couldn't stay in China after 1951, and therefore went to Taiwan and worked among the Mandarin-speaking churches and engaged in medical mission works. Chart number 92. The Presbyterian Church was primarily engaging in evangelism with the Kejia ethnic group. James Ira Dixon taught at Taiwan Theological Seminary and encouraged his students to evangelize the indigenous people. His wife also established clinic and nurseries there. The most well-known was the Mustard Seed Mission Nursery. Chart number 94. Methodist Church. James Hudson Taylor II and James Hudson Taylor III established Holy Light Theological Seminary and evangelistic work among the Lukai and Paiwan tribal groups. Charts number 95 to 97. Many organizations started the campus student ministries, such as Campus Fellowship and Campus Crusade. Later, the two joined force and used the slogan, "When you conquer the campus today, you will conquer the world tomorrow." This slogan stirred up young people's desire to keep the faith legacy going, and many college students became pastors as a result. Chart number 101. Some organizations also recalibrated universities which existed in China to restart in Taiwan. Han Wei, a medical doctor and the principal of Zhongyuan Christian University, went back to Taiwan from the U.S., and he encouraged his professors and other overseas scholars to become missionaries and to bring the Christian faith into the campuses. Eventually, Taiwan began to attend importance to the Christian holistic education concept. After Yang Caoxiang became the minister of the education department in Taiwan, he announced that holistic education and life education should be the ultimate goal of education in Taiwan. Therefore, many other organizations had also started at that time. Chart number 103. Organizations such as Rainbow Time, The Victor, etc., which brought the gospel into the campuses. Christianity has diversified ministries, encompasses medical, educational, and social services. Cosmic Light has engaged in historical research in the recent years because we believe Christians should know our history. Previously, we were taught that missionaries were lackeys of imperialism, but in reality, the missionaries came to the Chinese people with a different conviction. They opposed imperialism and brought love to the Chinese people. We need to reinterpret the historical position of Christianity in the Chinese people and regain the right to interpret our own Christian history and not to be manipulated. Chart number 105. Using arts in evangelism began with choral evangelistic tours, and the first one that impacted the culture then was the drama fellowship group, as people had to line up and purchase tickets in order to watch the shows. The director of the group was Zhang Xiaofeng. Many of the familiar faces in the art circle now were cultivated during that time. For example, Lin Huaimin of Cloud Gate Dance Ensemble, director Huang Yigong, and the Heavenly Melody Choir Group, and Yadong Fellowship, and other musical groups. Chart 107. This photo shows some other recent organizations, such as The Studio Classroom by Doris Brohan, Good TV, and others in the broadcasting and television industries. Lin Benli was the first broadcasting missionary pioneer. Churches began to pay attention to the Christian music and media influence and knew that it was a useful tool in culture and Christians should take control of it. Chart number 109. In Christian literature, Su En Pei of the Campus Fellowship was the pioneer, followed by Cosmic Light, Herod Tribute, Dao Sen, Olive and Hua Xuan, etc. They joined force to hold book exhibitions all over Taiwan and involved more Christians in advancing Christian holistic care development. Charts number 114 to 120. Development and emphasis in medical, television and broadcasting, media, literature, rehabilitation of addictions, prison, social services continued. Because of the evolving relationship between Taiwan and China, in the early stage was the discipleship and training of the underground churches, and later the cooperation and exchanges with the three self-churches in China. Cosmic Light entered into the campuses of universities in China and introduced the teaching and life-transforming model, and even built the first graduate school to study Christianity. Assembly of God is the biggest denomination in Taiwan, and they send off the most missionaries. Charts number 121 to 125 from June of 1886, early stage of China Inland Mission. China Inland Mission is an interdenominational mission organization. It initiated from the 7 years of mission work of James Hudson Taylor, which began in 1853 and ended in 1860, when he went back to England to recuperate. He still wanted to go back to China during that time. In 1865, he was at a meeting in Brighton, and he went out to walk and pray for the multitude of unsaved Chinese people. He prayed that God would send people to inland China, because there were none, even though China had opened the door. During prayer, he realized that God wanted him to go, and he submitted himself to God and wanted to bring two missionaries to each of the 11 provinces in addition to Mongolia, a total of 24 missionaries to go with him. He had peace in his heart that day after he prayed, and he opened a bank account for China Inland Mission with only £10 from his pocket. He said, quote, "I did not just deposit £10 in the bank. It was £10 plus all the promises of God in the Bible," unquote. With this kind of faith, he started the China Inland Mission, which was the most influential and impressive mission organization to China. In 1951, when all the Dutch people were expelled from China, they went to Taiwan to use scaffolding mode to build churches upon the foundation laid by the China Inland Mission. Those missionaries continued to minister to the churches in Taiwan after Hudson Taylor left and built up campus student ministries. Examples of those missionaries are Wesley Milan, who cared for needy children and trained them to be pastors; Richard Webster, who started Village Gospel Mission; Pauline Hamilton, who was instrumental in campus ministries; and Martin Simmons, who just completed his 40 years of mission work in Taiwan. Other mission work included bookstores, work with factory workers, children, and prostitutes. Charts number 128 to 143. These photos were of the 16 outstanding missionaries from the 150 missionaries. They were missionaries and pastors who should never be overlooked because of their tremendous impact to the different people groups.